Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia, Florida line. I hope that everyone is doing well. I know it's kind of difficult to say that considering everything that we have going on as a nation right now with the coronavirus. It's something that I have been talking about, I know, for at least the past 3 weeks. I've opened up every show just telling everybody that we need to make sure that we are prepared for this and making sure that we're checking on our elderly as well as our young folks. And it's so much has transpired since that time. I mean, I want to talk about Women's History Month, but I feel like I'm compelled to talk a little bit more about this coronavirus threat because it is something that is creeping up on us. It's something that is going to be a serious threat, and we must be prepared to properly handle that and properly deal with it. My guest for today was scheduled to be Miss JB from JB Dollar Scoop. Many of you guys know her right there off of Brown Avenue. But Miss JB, she's a wonderful lady. I've had an opportunity to meet with her and talk with her several times. And of course, I stop in over there and grab something to eat periodically. And one thing I appreciate that she's doing so much is every summer she utilizes her own funds and funds from people that are providing donations to feed kids in the community. And, you know, it's something that a lot of people don't think about or may consider as a minute thing. But we do have families out here in Columbus that, you know, part of their family budget, part of paying the bills, you know, throughout the year is knowing that when they send their child to school, that child will be fed a breakfast and lunch, which requires them, of course, to have something available for the children for dinner. You know, if you're raised in a single mother household or a single parent household like I was, then, you know, you just never know how much an entity providing two meals a day for your child can help you out budget wise. And so when I learned that Miss JB was doing that, my heart was just touched because there are so many amazing people out here in our community that are doing so many amazing things to impact the lives of everyday folks here in Columbus. You know, they're not doing it for the recognition. They're not doing it for the fame. You know, they're just simply doing what they can. Just helping where they can. Just lifting someone up where they can. Trying to be a positive spirit for someone when they can. Trying to be that person that puts a smile on the individual's face when they can. So, I hate that I can't have that conversation with Miss JB because I really would love for you to hear her story directly. I still honor her as one of the women that we are honoring for Women's History Month. For the last 4 years since I've been on the radio, every March, we have identified women of color right here in our own community that are doing amazing things, that have shattered unbelievable glass ceilings, that continue to be the foundation and part of the rock in our community that helps us move forward. And I'm so passionate about that. Because, you know, I think about the impact that my mother and my grandmother had on me, you know, both of them being black women that growing up in the South, you know, for them, it was a challenge. My mom did finish high school, but my grandmother only finished the 10th grade. But yet she was able to, you know, get a job. She cleaned for disabled veterans and people with disabilities at Central State Hospital in Millersville. And she did that for 32 years, cleaning floors, cleaning toilets, cleaning beds and just cleaning up generally. And it wasn't, you know, the type job that many try to, you know, brag and boast about. But for my grandmother, it was how she fed us. It was how she fed the family. It was how she kept that extra piece of sausage and that biscuit on the stove for a child that may have been hungry. And so a lot of my spirit of service comes from my grandmother and seeing my mom and my grandmother both, you know, do things to help the community, to work with the community. There was a brief portion of my life in which my mother was a foster mother. And so, you know, children that had gone through unimaginable things would come into our house, and we would welcome them with open arms, and we would let them know that, you know, you don't have to be afraid here. You don't have to worry here. You know, go back to being a child. Go back to enjoying your childhood. There will be no abuse. There will be no verbal or physical abuse. You know, it's just going to be people that love you, people that love God, that just feels that we should take care of each other. And so when I thought about honoring Ms. JB on my radio station, of course, you know, as I stated, my grandmother, my mom came to mind, but she reminded me of them. You know, she reminds me of someone who that's taken the small blessings that God has given her, and she is sharing them with so many people in our community. So again, Ms. JB, I hope you're listening. I'm sorry that we couldn't invite you up here to the station. Of course, we're trying to practice our social distancing as well, trying to make sure that we're not spreading this very dangerous virus. But however, I wanted to still give you your flowers on the radio to let you know that we love you and we appreciate what you're doing at JB Dollar Scoop. Please continue to work hard for the community. Please continue to serve the community, and we greatly appreciate you. But back to the topic at hand, as I stated, for about 3 weeks now, I've been talking about the coronavirus, and I've been saying to you guys, my listeners on the radio show, that this is something we need to really take serious. You know, I took note to the global destruction that was happening in China and in surrounding countries and in Korea and other places. And then I began to see that it was spreading toward Europe. And you know, it's just been so unbelievable on so many different levels. As a matter of fact, one of the worst areas right now is Italy. And Italy is tracking an 8% death rate. Now, let me put that into perspective for you when I say an 8% death rate. Right now, what is happening is 8% of the people who get the virus right now, they're dying from it. Now, you may say to yourself, well, that doesn't sound like a lot. Well, if you look at just the common flu, the regular flu, you know, just seasonal flu, as we know the flu to be the flu, it has a death rate of 0.1%. 0.1% is the death rate for flu. So when you're looking at an 8% death rate, that's a lot more. Like, just think about it. If you have somewhere around 34 million people with the 8% death rate, you're talking about 2.7 million people that may possibly die. So, you know, it's getting very serious. And another thing that's getting very serious is the shortage of supplies and necessities that our very, very brave medical workers need out there to be successful. And while I'm at it, let me just give a shout out to our doctors, our nurses, our CNAs, our lab techs, our medical assistants, our physician assistants, our nurse practitioners, everybody, you know, your emergency room doctors, your emergency room staff, the janitorial staff, the custodials there at the hospital that help keep the building clean, you know, and just so many different people that work around our healthcare system that's fighting this thing for us on the front lines. You know, this is an invisible enemy, this coronavirus. You're not going to see it coming. You're not going to know that you have it. It's not like something, a bell is going to go off in your head if you make contact with it. It's literally out there floating in the air from people sneezing and people coughing. And it's literally, you know, sticking to surfaces and things of that nature. And we're touching it. We're coming in contact with it. That's why we're saying wash your hands. That's why we're saying use your hand sanitizer, because we touch things so often and not even realize it. I mean, just to walk you through me getting into this building. One, I had to touch the door to open it. Two, I had to touch the door at the studio to walk in. Three, I got here, I had to use the mouse and the keyboard to pull up the program that allows me to go on the air. Then I had to adjust the mic, you know, And now I'm touching my phone and I'm sitting my phone on the counter and it's just so many different touches that we don't think about because we take things like that for granted. But that's what we're asking you to safeguard for. That's why washing your hands is so critical. That's why using hand sanitizer is so critical. And the thing is, you know, it's not just about you catching it, because you could potentially catch it and you may recover from it. But who you may give it to, it's the part that makes this so dangerous. I mean, right now, our healthcare professionals are so strained with supplies that the CDC is sending out, you know, bulletins to our people in the health profession saying to them, even if you think that you have the symptoms of the virus, we need you to keep working. We need you to keep taking care of people that are sick. And that's how dire this situation is becoming, because our healthcare field is becoming strained. You know, the professionals that we have in the field, it's becoming challenged right now. And, you know, they're even telling them if you run out of mask, put on a bandana or a handkerchief or put something over your face, but keep working. And prior to, they were saying there's a particular type mask that you have to wear. Now they're telling them, you know, just use a bandana or something of that nature. You know, the president has had to place large hospital ships in the New York Harbor. And there's one headed over to the West Coast that will most likely be based outside of California. You know, you have the governor of California saying that he's projecting that over half of the state's population may at some point attract this virus. That's millions and millions and millions of people. Millions of people that may come in contact with this. And it's already beginning to hit close to home. One of my good friends that I had the pleasure of working with very closely while we were both leaders at our respective law schools and going to conferences and things of that nature and working with the Georgia Bar Young Lawyers Division. She put up a post earlier this week where a good friend of hers, she said one day he just came up with a cough. 2 days later, he was diagnosed with pneumonia. And 10 days later, he was gone. He was dead. And they tested him later and discovered that he did have coronavirus. He was 34 years of age. So, you know what we're hearing, that it doesn't impact young people. Yes, it does. It impacts young people too. We are seeing more and more young people in Europe and in UK and in Italy that are being hit with this virus. As a matter of fact, the CDC recently did a study and it showed that adults ages 20 to 44 make up 20% of the patients in hospitals with coronavirus right here in the United States. That's right here in the United States. 20 to 44 years of age, making up 20% of the people in the hospital. There's so many of our young folks still doing spring break, you know, going out, hanging out in groups, going to the clubs, things of that nature. We got to be more careful than that, young people, because we don't want to bring this virus home to our grandparents that are shuttering in place, that are locking themselves up in their home because we know what this virus is doing to our senior population. We got to do our part to help them. We can't be selfish like this. This is not the time to be selfish. This is not the time for us to ignore the recommendations of the CDC. This is not the time for us to be challenging our elected leaders, you know, saying to them, you know, especially those that are on TV saying to us that we need to stay away from the large crowds. Don't be in places with 10 or more people. We got to listen to this because this is extremely critical, because it's hitting us very hard. And we're seeing it begin to make its way throughout the state of Georgia. You know, we're having folks being hit hard with it in Atlanta, folks being hit hard with it in Albany and other areas. We can survive this. We can get through this, but it's going to require that we be more diligent in what we're doing and what we're saying. If you haven't spoken to a health professional, if you're not quoting something that you're getting from the CDC website, please stop going to social media telling folks that this is not serious. If you don't want to take it seriously, that's on you. But you never know when someone else may be listening to you and they may take that serious. So, you know, here we are. We have a challenge before us. And those of you that have studied history like I have and understand history, we have experienced challenges before in our existence as humans, but we've survived those. I know we never think about a potential virus may be something that would threaten human existence, but it's possible. It's even more dangerous than a nuclear war or something of that nature that we can prevent or something that we actually cause. You know, viruses are a part of the earth. It's a part of who we are, and they are a threat to the human body. And until our system becomes accustomed to it and learn to defend from it, that first attack is almost like a sneak attack. It's like you're at war and someone's attacking you and you don't even expect it, you know. And see, the thing is about this particular COVID-19 version of the coronavirus is our bodies have never seen this before. It's not like fighting the regular seasonal flu. You just can't take Tamiflu and think that you're going to be better. Doesn't work that way. So if you're experiencing any of the signs, if you're coughing, if you're running high fever, you know, if you're having aches in your joints and things of that nature, call your doctor. Please do not run to urgent care. Please do not run to the emergency room. Please call your doctor or call a doctor's office and tell them you need to speak with someone because you think you may have you're concerned about your current health and what you're going through with your body right now. You do not need to be sitting in the lobby of an emergency room with people that may be there for like chest pains or broken bones or, you know, something of that nature. We don't need to be there amongst them. Again, it's going to take all of us to be diligent in this process as we're fighting this together. This is a special edition of Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese as we're talking about the coronavirus. This is Women's History Month, and normally we would be acknowledging someone in our community, which I did at the top of the show, Miss JB from JB Dollar Scoop right there on Brown Avenue. But this virus is so serious, we need to make sure that people are getting the message and we're utilizing all of our resources to get the information out. And that's what we're doing right now. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to give you some information from our amazing leaders with the Muskogee County School District, as well as the Phoenix City School District, on what they're doing to help our young people out during this time to make sure that our children continue to be fed. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. This is Women's History Month, the month of March, and normally I would be here interviewing a phenomenal black woman leader from our community that's making a huge difference in what's going on in our lives. However, we have a more pressing topic that we must continue to discuss because this threat is growing stronger and stronger and more threatening every day. And that is the coronavirus threat that we're dealing with. But before I do that real quick, I just want to acknowledge again, Miss JB from JB Dollar Scoop. She was going to be our guest this week because of all the amazing programming that she's doing over out of JB Dollar Scoop. She's feeding the children over the summer. And it's just so amazing because she's doing it out of her own pocket. And sometimes from volunteers that go there to give her a donation to assist with her efforts. But this is just a lady, again, another example of amazing black lady reaching out, helping our community in ways in which she doesn't have to do. She chooses to do that because she cares. Simply because she cares. So I hope that you will listen to some of the things we're talking about on the radio show today, and we will take precautions to help curb the infections of individuals with this coronavirus simply because we care. You know, leadership at different levels is going to do different things that they think needs to be done. And I will tell you, Keisha Lance Bottoms in Atlanta, she's really been on this coronavirus because, of course, Fulton County has had the highest number of cases right now in the state than any other area. And we should expect that because they have a higher population. But she signed an executive order that basically is limiting restaurants to takeout service, closing bars and gyms and et cetera, any social type activity. And it's because the fate of cities across the globe will be upon soon if we do not follow recommendations on ways to slow the spread of this coronavirus. And when we talk about slow the spread of the actual virus, it is taking off so fast that is extremely scary. If you think about, if you look at March the 5th of last week, 2 weeks ago, that was two Thursdays ago, March the 5th, we were looking at roughly 10 cases here in the United States. Then we came to March the 12th, and we were up to 1,258 cases. Now, a week later, March the 19th, which was this past Thursday, we were already over 12,000 cases. That's just how fast this is growing and spreading. And so we got to be extra diligent in our actions to make sure that we are helping to prevent the spread of this deadly disease, this deadly flu virus. And one thing that we can certainly do too, those of us that are capable, right now the Red Cross is at an extreme shortage of blood, and we need to be thinking about giving blood to at this time, especially young people, to donate blood, because the need is just so great right now. The need is just so great. Governor Cuomo of New York had a presentation up this past week, and he was saying that there are roughly 30,000 hospital beds in New York, and they have roughly about 3,000 ICU units. 30,000 hospital beds, about 3,000, I'm sorry, 50,000 hospital beds, and about 3,000 ICU units. Well, he's also projecting that this virus is going to require 55 to 80,000 people to be hospitalized. That's already more than the number of hospital beds that they have in New York alone. Already more than that. And those beds that are already there are not going to be empty because people are sick with other things. People need medical care for other reasons. So when you look at a leader tell you the capacity that they have in their city with hospitals to take care of people, you can't assume that all of those rooms are available because they're not. That's just what we have on a basic inventory perspective. But now you have to consider what part of that inventory is currently being used. And that's what creates another challenge. You know, as of this past week, you already had over 70 deaths in Washington State. You know, over 25 deaths in New York. We've had over 5 deaths here in Georgia. You know, 7 deaths down in, over 10 deaths down in Louisiana. You know, approaching 25 deaths in California. And so this virus is really beginning to show the true colors that our health professionals and experts warned us about. They warned us of this. They told us that this was coming. We don't need to be fearful. There's no need for us to panic. But this is the time for us to be smart. We must be smart in what we're doing. If you know you're going to visit your grandmother or your grandfather or any other elderly people for that matter, and from a CDC perspective, when they say elderly, they mean over 60. If you're going to see someone over 60 years of age, please make sure you wash your hands. Please make sure you sanitize. I told my grandmother to put a bottle of hand sanitizer right there by the front door on a little table. Anybody who comes in her house, the first thing you need to be doing is sanitizing your hand. And if you're sick, if you're coughing, then, you know, be extremely careful around our seniors and our elderly people as well. I know it's allergy season. My wife and I and Lady Catherine, all of us, we deal with allergies too. And we got pollen out there everywhere. So some people, you know, you may be concerned, am I dealing with allergies or do I have something else? The safe thing to do is to make sure that you practice the precautions. Just practice the precautions. So as far as the Muskoka County School District, they will still be delivering meals Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 12:30 at the following locations: Jordan High School, Midland Academy, Baker Middle School, Carver High School, J.D. Davis Elementary School, Dawson Elementary School, Double Churches Middle School, Fox Elementary School, Key Elementary School, Spencer High School. And the Muskoka County School District will also be delivering meals to the following apartment complexes. Again, this is Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Elizabeth Canty Apartments, Chase Homes, Eagle Trace Apartments, Jordan High School, Kendra High School, in front of the school area, the Midland Academy in front of the school area, Warren Williams Apartments, Whisperwood Apartments, and Wilson Apartments. Phoenix City School will resume serving meals March the 30th through April the 3rd from 11 to 11:30 a.m. at the following locations: the Frederick Douglass Apartments, Hitting Hills Trace Apartments, Whispering Pines Apartments, Sunbury Hill Apartments, Spring Ridge Apartments, Riverview Apartments, Greenleaf Apartments, Steeplecrest Apartments, Sanford Row Apartments, Brookwood Park Apartments, and 420 MLK Parkway, as well as LP Stowe Apartments. Piedmont Regional Hospital is offering coronavirus testing and implementing a higher level of safety restrictions to visitors. If you have any questions or concerns about the COVID-19, please call Piedmont toll free at 1-866-460-1119. That number again is 866-460-1119. Due to the recent developments around the spread of the coronavirus, the state of Georgia has postponed the March 24th presidential preference primary until May 19th. There will be additional information about the election process coming from the Office of Election and Registration in April. In response to the coronavirus, the Chattahoochee Libraries are working to assist students, parents, and teachers and has created a guide of educational resources that can be used remotely during this time. Students can go live online for homework help and online collection of Tumble books. If you do not have a valid library card, you can sign up for an e-card online. All Fort Benning graduations have been canceled until further notice. This includes all basic training graduations, airborne and ranger graduations, any type of graduations. They have closed them. The Benny Club Bowling and Entertainment Center, all fitness centers. For more information, you can reach out to the Fort Benning community, but they have been closed as well. In response to the COVID-19, Fort Benning has modified hours of the following location. The Exchange is only open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. The Commissary closes at 7 p.m. Long Library is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday and closed on Sunday. The Main Post Recreational Center is open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and noon to 8 p.m. on Friday through Sunday. Peachtree Mall has modified its hours of operation in response to COVID-19 as well. And the shopping center will operate between noon and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 6. Mall walkers will be granted access 1 hour prior to opening. St. Francis Healthcare has limited patient visited and interest access to the hospital. It's limited to one visit one visitor per patient. The Treasury Department and IRS said taxpayers can delay paying their income taxes on as much as $1 million in taxes owed for up to 90 days ordinarily. The United Way is offering help and support to residents in the counties of Chattahoochee, Harris, Marion, Muskogee, Stewart, Talbot, and Taylor counties in Georgia and Russell counties in Alabama. That includes help with your rent, mortgage, and utility assistance, food, mental health and addictions, employment services, children and family and individuals in crisis, and housing and shelter. Reach out to the United Way. Please remember, we got to practice safe hygiene and smart socializing while the coronavirus continues to spread. We can help reduce the exposure and slow the spread with wise decisions. Again, that comes down to washing your hands. Again, that comes down to sanitizing. The University System of Georgia has canceled all spring commencement ceremonies. So no university in the University System of Georgia will be having a graduation this upcoming May. So please be mindful of that, because we may see that happen to other institutions as well. And if you know someone who is sick, it's best that you stay away from them as much as you possibly can. If you are a caretaker for that person, please use your precautions. Use your hand sanitizer. You know, if you're in the room where they're coughing and they're sneezing, try to wear something protective over your face. You guys, we can get through this. We will get through this. It's going to be tough. It's probably going to get a little bit more uglier than what it is now. You know? But I know that we can do this. We can do this, and we got to do this. Young people, this is so critical that you understand this, because when this virus first started to spread, all on social media, all the thing we saw was that young folks can't catch it and black people can't catch it. Well, we know that's not to be true. We know that for a fact right now. Kevin Durant has the coronavirus. Idris Elba has the coronavirus. So let's not spread false information, but let's make sure we're taking care of ourselves in the community. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. This is a special coronavirus edition. I hope that you have gotten some information that you find useful and find helpful. In the interim, let's take care of each other. Let's make sure we're looking out for each other. Let's make sure we're going to the grocery store for our seniors. We do not need our elderly individuals and our seniors walking around Walmart getting groceries. If we can do that for them, let's do that for them. We can stop this if we choose to. It's up to us. We got to work together to do it. We got to work together to do it. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I'll see you again next Sunday. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and its radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.